a show on Wednesday, I think it was, but I don't really think anyone listened to that.
It was a practice run.
Yeah, so this is like, we're really back now. And we might have a decent amount of listeners tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly who's tuned in, but definitely some parts of my family.
Yeah. I should tell my parents to listen. I don't think I told them. Listen to my show. Yeah, hopefully Stefano's listening.
Oh, yeah. That's my wah.
Yeah. But maybe they'll tune in a little bit. I did say 9 o'clock, though. So, yeah. And Stefano's a timely person.
He's a punctual guy.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce our first song?
Sure. So our first song, we tried this one out on our, what would you call our show earlier this week? It's like a test run? I don't know.
It was just a hangout session.
Yeah. In the day, which was a very weird
Yeah, we vibe. Didn't like it.
Yeah. So I'm glad to be back at night. But anyway, this first song, Doctor My Eyes, Jackson Browne. I think I heard it like in a movie or a show over break. And I just felt compelled to add it to our radio playlist.
Yeah, here we go.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand.
So yeah, first song of the semester.
Yeah.
And I think it was
live
a nice
up
one.
To everyone's expectations. I know they've all been waiting eagerly for about a month and a half now it's been.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it lived up to my expectations. I hope, like, maybe we'll hear from the audience, see what they have to say.
Feedback.
Yeah.
If Stefano's out there.
Yeah. And your grandma.
Yes. And my dad.
Yeah, shout out Katie's family. My mom might be listening. My dad said he was watching football game, which I don't really blame him.
So, oh, yeah. Who's winning?
I think the 49ers are winning.
Oh, I wanted the other one.
Any particular reason?
Because I've heard of the 49ers before, but I'd never heard of the Rams.
So. I like the color of the 49ers better. My mom said good song, so that's really positive feedback for you, Katie.
We rarely get negative feedback. I do.
But sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens. Infrequently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the next song. Oh, Stefano said yes. I don't know what in reference to.
I think we were like, is he listening?
Yeah. So, Stefano, we're so glad that you're joining us tonight. Yeah. Stefano is a very close friend of the show. Katie's Wah. Yes. So, really important person to us. This show probably couldn't be done without Stefano. I think that's what everyone says about their shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, go 49ers. So.
Wait, I'm trying to think of that song. You know the song We Built This City? Is that about San Francisco?
I don't know. It's in the Muppet movie.
Somewhat related. I'll do some research when we play the next song.
Yeah.
But in the meantime.
Yeah, the next song I have is Carry On Wayward Son. I've just been listening to this a lot lately. So. Here it is.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them.
Sorry, I was a little off on my timing there.
Difficulties.
Yeah, we were trying to make our playlist collaborative because this playlist that we use is just like Katie's account, and I've been asking her for like weeks to make it collaborative, and she's like, I don't know how to do that.
It looks like fate doesn't want it to be collaborative, though.
But I think it should
you're
be.
Showing me how to do it.
That's true. I do kind of like when I'm like, oh, can you add a song to this? It's like you're like also like the technical person.
Yeah. Otherwise, I have nothing to do. I just stand here.
No. So. Well, we're sitting. But I think also it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like we could take turns at the monitor.
That's true. I'm moving up in the world.
Yeah. I always offer. Stefan said Katie doesn't like sharing. Yeah, if anyone knows Katie, she's not good at sharing. Yeah. So the next song we have, do you want to say anything about it?
Sure. So my grandma requested that we play any Beatles song. I think she's requested a couple of Beatles songs in the past.
Yeah,
so
which, like, Beatles we fan. Always, I think we always have at least one Beatles song,
yeah,
if not
like
more.
It's written in our constitution.
Yeah, like which I wrote.
Beatles. Yeah.
To be posted on our Instagram soon.
Yes. So this one is for my grandma. Fun fact about my grandma is that she worked at Campbell Soup.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, also, about the last song was by Kansas, and we were told by some audience members, a.k.a. Alex Kasparian, that that can be in honor of Kansas City, who played in a football game today but lost. But, yeah, we have, like, some other songs that kind of, like, I guess go with, like, the football theme, mm-hmm, of like who's playing in it. So yeah, but the Beatles song we have right now is I Saw Her Standing There. It's a great song, and you're gonna listen to it right now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Let's tell them about our evening. We had my roommate Hannah George cook for us a little dinner party, mm-hmm, you could call it. Why don't you tell them about your experience there?
Yeah, it was fabulous. Well, both Jules and her roommate Hannah are like the best cooks ever. I don't know how they do it. And Hannah made, how do you pronounce it? Bulgogi, Korean bulgogi, which is like kind of like, I don't know, like stir fry almost, but like just meat.
It's basically like a marinade, and it's like has a lot of different Asian ingredients. And then you like cook it. It's like very thinly sliced, and then you just cook it in like a hot pan, and it's delicious with mm-hmm. like rice and like kimchi. And I made some delicious little cucumbers.
Delicious.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was wonderful. They were great hosts. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Katie's always welcome, and I like to cook for people. I really didn't do that much for this dinner, though. No. But yeah, I will probably be making pesto this week, so Katie should come over for that. Yeah, that's all I have to say. The next song we have is Fleetwood Mac, which we also play a decent amount of, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. In heavy rotation.
Yeah, we have like our favorites. And so this is Go Your Own Way. I really like this song, so yeah.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? Go your own way. Go
Yeah, go your own way. Apparently we might be cutting in and out. I hope not.
Yeah. But public opinion poll.
Please let us know. Katie's dad said we are, but I know one time my mom said we were cutting out and it was just her. So maybe it's not everyone. But even if we were, I wouldn't know what to do about that. Like, I'm
knock on the computer.
I'm not an engineer. So
slide up some of those buttons.
Yeah, like there are some like engineers for the radio. Okay, Allison says that we're not cutting out for her, so I'm gonna say what I said to my mom then, that it was just a her issue. Well,
then my mom said that we've been cutting out for her for a little bit.
Oh my god. Stefano said you were cutting out a little bit. But it's barely noticeable. Katie's dad is picky. My mom said fine here. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us know. Do you want to say anything about our next song, Katie?
What is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. This is Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty. I have no idea where I heard this song or why I put it on this playlist, but I like Tom Petty.
Yeah. So. I was going to say, I feel like you really like Tom Petty. Yeah. So that's probably why.
Take it away.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on, I was driving. The trees went by, me and Del were singing.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Okay, what is your favorite class that you're taking this semester?
Katie, I'm in one class. So clearly U.S. Constitutional History.
Oh, that sounds right up your alley.
Yeah.
Do you like it more than you like writing your thesis?
It's like, not really. I've only been in it for two classes, though. But I feel like it's kind of helpful towards my thesis a little bit, with like some of the originalism stuff and like constitutional stuff, but like content-wise, not as much. But it's good. Like, it just doesn't feel like a senior type of class. Like the group of people, it's not all seniors.
Whereas, is it like, a capstone?
No, it's like a 200 level history class.
Oh, but then it'll be like a breeze.
Yeah, it'll be easy for me. But it's just like I had one class last semester that was like just a lot of fun because we were all friends and like all seniors. So like, I wish it was like that kind of vibe. Gotcha. What's your favorite class, Katie?
I think my favorite class is my deviance class.
Then I'm glad that you took it.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's my fun class.
Yeah, if anyone remembers last semester, I was trying my absolute best to force Katie to take printmaking, and it didn't happen. But I accepted the outcome because she's in a class that's not what she was supposed to take originally.
Correct. So I dropped options and futures like it was hot.
Yeah, so I thought it was acceptable. And you know what? Maybe one day you'll become a printmaker in your life.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
There's, like, I think a printmaking club that I might join. Because, like, fun. I love printmaking now. So
it ignited a passion.
Yeah, that I never knew I had. So Allison says that she's only staying for this one more song. And so she said, make it really good. We don't know if, like, that's, like, a really hot, like, hard thing to do.
I would say, like, this is a fun song. I don't know if I would say it's necessarily, like, a good song. It's kind of controversial in the sense that I feel like some people don't like it. But
yeah, you know it from the Muppet movie.
Yeah.
And also, it's about San Francisco.
I think, to some degree. Yeah. I just, like, did Command F San Francisco on this song's Wikipedia page, and it showed up. So I was like, okay, then it must be about that.
Yeah.
But
That's how you do research these days.
First, like, was introduced to the song when I was, like, lifeguarding freshman year. This girl would put on her same playlist every single time we worked together. And I liked it at first, and then it kind of drove me crazy, and I had to stop listening to it because she would play it, like, every single day.
And now it's reintroduced to our lives.
Yes, so take it away.
Yeah, we built this city.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me, I recognize my face. Say you don't care.
Yeah, we wanted to mention why we were talking about, like, San Francisco specifically.
San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, who are now losing with about a minute to go in the game.
But, like, a football minute. Which
yeah.
I feel like is, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, especially, like, with such a close game and, like, a lot at stake.
I'm excited, though. I was rooting for the Rams.
Yeah, I think I'm rooting for the 49ers. So
they could make a comeback.
Some divided co-hosts here. Yeah. Well, the other game got tied and then went into overtime, so.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
Yeah, you never know.
You know what they say.
That's football. I don't know what they say. Yeah. So the next song was Katie's pick.
Wait, before we introduce the next song, we have to ask, what do we think knee deep in the hoopla means?
Yeah. Yeah, but let us know. That's knee deep in the hoopla. That was
H-O-O-P-L-A. Hoopla. It's the name of the album that we
it's
built this
a really
on.
Like cool album cover. Like, I always look at these album covers and I'm like, I would hang this in my room. Yeah, and oh, also shout out to Katie Frost, who is listening. I've told her to listen, like, all the time, and I think this is her first time listening, but she, in her house, has a bunch of posters of different, like, bands or, like, artists and stuff, and it's always, like, people that we play, and I'm like, oh, you should listen because you would probably like our music. Anyways, the next song is by Genesis. I love Genesis, but Katie picked this song. Any explanation?
I think this one I found, like, you know how they have, like, a recommended section, like, below your playlist, and you can, like, refresh it, and I was just going through looking for inspiration, and this one came up, and I kind of liked it, so. Can't say that I'm, like, a huge fan of the band.
I'll convert you.
Them, but I liked the song.
Okay, it's That's All by Genesis.
It's white, always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
I think that was a really good selection.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really liked it. The next song we have is Higher Love by Steve Winwood. Katie says she doesn't know the song, but I think she will once like I start playing.
Is it like the Give Me a Higher Love
yeah.
song? Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I misheard you. Okay. I definitely know that song.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like pretty like popular. Also, sorry if we've been cutting out. I have no control over that. That's a radio problem that should be addressed.
We tried turning it on and off again.
Like, I don't know what that would accomplish. I don't know. This isn't my expertise.
I just picked the music.
Yeah. Alex, you should get on this. I will also bring this up to Hannah George, your co-GM. So here's Higher Love, Steve Winwood.
Stars above.
That was a good one. I definitely know that song.
Yeah, it's like a bop.
Yeah. I think it was in Grey's Anatomy, like most songs.
I don't like that show.
That's a shame.
Well, I just don't like anything medical. Like, even if it's, like, in a show, like, if they're showing something like blood or, like, a needle, like, I will, like, start to get lightheaded and, like, have to leave.
I could see how that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the spirit of our next song, what was your favorite grade in elementary school?
My favorite grade in elementary school. I know my least favorites were 5th and 6th, but...
Favorites.
Favorite, I feel like I really liked my 3rd and 4th grade teachers. What about you, Katie?
I think I like 2nd grade. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really long time ago.
Yeah.
Why elementary school?
Because this is about your old school.
I had other old schools.
But it was, like, the oldest.
Yeah. Shout out to Newtown Elementary School.
Did your elementary school go to 6th grade?
Yeah. Did yours?
No.
My middle school was only 7th and 8th.
Yeah, I remember Allison had that, too.
No, she didn't, and she'll yell at you for saying
that. Oh, it was, like...
I think it was either,
9th.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so weird.
Yeah. Was your middle school, like, 6th, 7th, 8th?
Not really. Like, technically, it was, like, 4th to 8th, but, like, it was just because they were in the same building.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah. But, like, most middle schools in my area, it's just, like, 6th to 8th.
Was it, like, a public school?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Then that makes sense.
Yeah. So I graduated elementary school in 3rd grade.
Okay. She's just so advanced.
But anyway, so the name of the song is called My Old School by Steely Dan. And I discovered this one the same way that I discovered the last few that I played, just through like Spotify's recommended feature. Which
yeah, it continues recommend. To help us out. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is.
Thank you.
That was Steely Dan with My Old School.
Yeah, pretty soon this will be our old school.
In a mere 3 months.
Oh my god.
Is that February?
No, I think like...
March, April.
Oh my god, so May. Sad.
Like,
let's say four.
Yeah, we'll go with four. My dad says that people either love Steely Dan or they hate him, and there's no in between.
Is it one person?
I don't know. I just thought it was a guy named Stan, and he was like Steely.
I don't know. I always thought it was a band.
You're probably right.
I might be wrong.
Regardless, though, do you love him / them, or do you hate them? Yeah, it's a rock band.
Okay.
Founded at Bard College.
I don't think I would say, like, I'm not like, oh my god, Steely Dan.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I do like Steely Dan. Like, the one song, like, Reeling in the Years, I think it is, I really like that song.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think we played it last semester, but last semester doesn't count. My mom said she's in between just okay. Yeah, I like that song a lot. We should play that next time.
The group disbanded in 1981. Who is Stan? Or Dan?
Yeah. And who's Steely?
I have many questions.
Well, we can figure it out while we play our next song. This is another Katie pick.
Oh, yeah. This is Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Yeah. And
a classic. Paul Simon.
Yeah, it's like kind of close to my name.
Paul Simon the band.
Me and Jules. Down by the radio. Okay, here it is.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw. It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
So,
me and Julio.
You and Jules.
Yeah.
Jules, Jules, as they call me in Spanish class.
Is that what they called you?
That's what they did call me, Jules.
Yeah. I always think back and wonder why someone thought that was a good idea to give, like, all the kids, like, Spanish names in Spanish class as if, like...
What was your Spanish name?
it was like Katya, like as if my name wasn't the same in a different language. Yeah. Like, it's just such a weird concept to me. And then there's the kids who, like, you couldn't really make their name Spanish. So no, it was just kind of awkward.
They had to, like, pick something really different.
And, like, in retrospect, in 2021, I don't know, or 2022, I guess it is now, like, is that really, like, appropriate to be, like, just adding, like,
yeah,
O to the end of someone's name to make it Spanish? It's the weirdest thing. Julio.
Yeah. Jules.
Jules.
So I think we're gonna play one more song. This is a song I've been listening to like a lot this week. I don't really think it fits the vibe of the show tonight at all.
But good thing we're playing it after 10 p.m.
So yeah. So this is our next show. Yeah. But I really like the last like 40 seconds of this song specifically.
Okay.
Because it really picks up. I think I like heard this on TikTok this week. I like knew the song before, but then it like was on a TikTok or something, and I was like, I'll listen to this a lot. So it's Try a Little Tenderness by Otis Redding.
Oh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier.
Yeah, well, that's our show for tonight, I guess.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who came and listened. I feel like we actually got a fair number of listeners.
Yeah.
Tonight, so.
Yeah, I think we had a pretty large following. Which
loyal
is,
fans.
Yeah. I mean, we have like our OGs.
Yeah.
But then, you know, some newcomers here tonight. Thank you for listening with us.
Mm-hmm.
First
of many this semester.
Yeah. And be on the lookout for our new name. soon. We don't know when it will be official. No spoilers yet.
Soon enough.
It's like, there's not much to spoil. And we will get on an Instagram.
One day.
Maybe I'll go do it now.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, instead of reading the Constitution.
Who needs it, right?
Yeah, it's just the Constitution.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, have a great week.